USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The U.S. economy added 943,000 jobs in July, and the jobless rate fell to 5.4% last month. President Biden touting the economy, saying his economic policies are working. The president also striking an optimistic tone regarding the roughly $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill.
It's a bill that would end years of gridlock in Washington and create millions of good-paying jobs. And put America on a new path to win the race for the economy in the 21st century.
The annual Sturgis Motorcycle Rally kicks off today in Sturgis, South Dakota. Crowds are expected to be in the 700,000 range by some estimates. The city will be handing out COVID-19 self-test kits at the event to help slow the spread of the virus. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback. Playing professional football for 11 years beat my body up pretty bad. I've had so many surgeries on my neck, back, and shoulders and knees, I've just learned to live with constant discomfort. I tried so many products, some worked for a little while, but nothing gave me total relief until one day, a golfing buddy introduced me to SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. I used their CBD Muscle Ease, rubbed it on my hands and neck, and wow, what did it do for me? I immediately began using their other products, and I have golfed pain-free for the first time in many years. I've reached out to Sons of Liberty CBD and visited their operation from farm to factory. Folks, this team walks the walk. Their motto is for vets by vets. I shared the product with my friend Wayne Allen Root, and now he's a fan of SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. Wayne's fans will receive a 15% discount using code WAR15 at checkout. I've told all my NFL buddies about SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and now I'm telling you, go to SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. When it works for you, like it did for me, we both win.
In a major escalation of tensions in the Middle East, 13 rockets were fired into Israel from Lebanon. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, John Clemens has the details.
The statement from Israeli Defense Forces included the message that the attacks on Israeli civilians will not be tolerated. Red alert sirens were sounded in the Golan Heights and in Upper Galilee, sending residents to the closest bomb shelter. State Department spokesman Ned Price says the U.S. is asking for a de-escalation.
We condemn the rocket attacks from armed groups based in Lebanon into Israel. We've made the point that Israel has the right to defend itself. We'll continue to monitor the situation. We've remained very engaged with Israeli and with Lebanese officials and other partners in the region in an effort to de-escalate this situation.
The Dow closing up 144 points on Friday. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne on the Roof. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
United Airlines is the first major airline to require their employees to be vaccinated by this fall. The airline taking the step as the Delta variant drives a nationwide increase in COVID-19 infections. Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz is no fan of government-issued mask mandates, but he tells CNBC if a private business wants to impose them, he's all for it.
Yeah, look, Becky, I agree with that. And if an individual, if a restaurant, if a store has a mask policy, look, as a customer, I comply with that. If I don't want to comply with that, I may choose to go elsewhere. I do think that a business has a right to request either its employees or customers wear masks. Some are doing so. You know, I will say in Houston, about a month ago, I was out running errands, and the one store in Houston that required masks was the Apple store, which made me laugh out loud. And at the time, the CDC recommendation was if you're vaccinated, you don't need a mask. And I asked the folks there, I said, so does Apple not follow the science? They didn't have an answer to that, obviously. Yes, but it's their right. And if I really disliked it, I could have decided I'm not going to get my iPhone. I'm not going to buy the accessories. You know what I did? I put the mask on.
A massive dehumidifier recall is underway. Around 2.4 million of the devices from 20 different brands are being recalled due to a potential fire risk. There have been no injuries, but so far about $17 million in property damage. A Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.